from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Dan Bernstein, Lawrence Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
Okay, guys. Floated pass down. Oh, okay. All right. We have just had a deep pass to DJ Moore in the end zone, broken up by Tyreek Stevenson.
Well, I hope our guy Mark Grody didn't incur the wrath of Bears PR, like he's breaking any rules, that he isn't supposed to be talking about some of this stuff. We had a brief scare a little moment ago. Brad Biggs reporting that Tevin Jenkins was shaken up and he had to leave the field in 11-on-11s, and then he came back out and everything was okay except for a false start.
We can't do this.
I can.
Like, we can't just be reacting to every tweet from practice.
Why not?
As practice is going on.
But it's fun.
Sir, weren't you the one, Mr. Bernstein, that laid out the rules about how we should react to training camp?
Yeah.
No, that wasn't me. That was somebody else.
Like, there's a reason why the Bears don't want folks to talk about injuries during practice until they talk with the player or the coaches.
I never said anything like that, and that was someone completely different.
Okay.
And he said in his orange shirt, my friend.
I remember my blue pants.
He's here during the break. Oh, my God. Tevin Jenkins is already hurt. No, he took a playoff. It's fine.
All right, new rule. All right, since our segment last week, a week ago today, we had this conversation.
I know, but I told you.
No, since it didn't take, let's reestablish the rules. And I'm going to put this one very firmly out there. We will not be concerned about an injured player unless they don't finish practice.
Yeah, that's probably a good rule.
Won't be
concerned. If they leave practice and don't come back, or... like,
what about
they have
the
to be,
cart?
Right. If they have to be carted away,
okay.
If they have to be helivacked out, any of that stuff is fair.
Okay.
We need a sponsor for the cart, by the way.
If they bring out the cart, then I can worry.
Yes.
Okay.
But not, oh my God, this guy's out for a play.
What about loss of ovoid shape of head?
Fine.
Okay.
Yes, that would be a concern.
That's bad. Then you probably don't need the cart.
I thought we were done playing with fireworks and putting them on our heads.
Okay, well, no, our people, we know that they can do it at any time. So, because they didn't listen this year. I gave the warning, and then the guy immediately snapped into action and blew his head off. So, you know, those things happen. Okay, fine. I'm not going to be worried about him. Robert in Naperville says, I'm dumber now. Thanks, Dan.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry. I'll try. I'll do my best.
I get
Breaking
it.
Your own damn rule.
Look, here's the thing. Here's the thing. Let's just whiteboard this for the people that are listening to the show. This is what it's like when Dan is having a good day. So we do need to, like, just enjoy it. Like, he got the good news from the doctor yesterday. He got more good news today from the doctor.
Mostly.
So he's in a good mood. This is the least anxious that he's going to be until the next time that he goes to the doctor, which is good for all of us. But what it does, and what it then allows is that since he's actually happy and he doesn't know what that feeling is like, it then turns into meatballness. And that's where we're at now. Yes.
We have a little breaking news here.
Damn it.
That is not unexpected. Breaking news on 670 The Score is presented by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. TBS and Warner Brothers Discovery have just filed a lawsuit against the NBA in New York County Supreme Court over the league's rejection of their attempted match of the Amazon media rights bid.
Because their belief is that they had an opportunity to match the bid. They feel like they did, and that they shouldn't lose the NBA, not next season, but the year after, because of it.
Right. And
the NBA's reply has been, take your story walking.
And Turner's spending a lot of money on this case because they hired Weil Gotshal to do it for him. So
that's a person?
No, Weil Gotshal is a firm.
Oh, okay.
They're very, very high.
He's doing the thing now where he's talking firm. In lawyer.
Woof.
Remember, lawyer family, Dan? Everyone else, not lawyer
family.
Yeah,
no, Weil Gotshal is like as far as litigators and stuff like this.
Whiteboard that for
us. They're not messing around.
How about get back to Tyreek Stevenson?
Yeah, Bears. Tyreek Stevenson.
Bears. Tyreek Stevenson talked about the Bears' wide receiving core and Rome Odunze, and it's interesting to hear about the offense from the defensive perspective.
Keenan, magician, just the fact that you can stop mid route, change his whole route, or just the fact that he gives you something different than what you expect. And like he might break inside, but he's just doing that just to see on the next play how he can get you on a route that is coming to him. DJ just going to be DJ. DJ going to run a route and not going to stop it pretty much. So
is it like a mind game almost with him?
Yeah, because just watching him practice and watching how he plays, like even if he ain't getting the ball, he runs a whole different route or he does something different, not even let you know that route is there. So if you come back to it or they run that same play, you go to where you thought he was last time, and it's a whole different route.
Going up against Rome, what has struck you about his ability and what do you think he brings to this loaded group?
He's sneaky fast. Like off the line, you might not, you might not realize he's closing the cushion as fast, but once he on you. So just the fact that he's able to run the whip routes, he's able to break down and run the digs, or if you let him, he'll run right by you. So just the fact that he's, he can pretty much do every route on the route tree.
That's cool to see that type of breakdown of all of the guys. And how often do you hear a black athlete described as sneaky fast? I like that.
Yeah, that's true. I didn't pick up on that.
Usually the short white guy.
Yeah.
Wes Welker type,
I was having this conversation yesterday with our friend Clay Harbor, because Clay was like, let me tell you about Ladd McConkey. This guy is Wes Welker. He's Danny Amendola. And then I was like, I'm going to allow this because he played with Wes Welker and Danny Amendola. So that I'm going to allow it, even though it does kind of seem like, well, of course Ladd McConkey is Wes Welker.
Wasn't that Hunter Renfro?
Yeah, and Hunter Renfro, Hunter Renfro, a real dude, man.
Mm-hmm. A lot of these guys are, because they're NFL football players.
Yeah.
They're not little toys.
Yeah. It's not your high school team.
So to hear Tyreek Stevenson gushing over the Bears wide receivers is great, but all those compliments end when the whistle blows, man, because they're apparently getting after it pretty hard.
That's what you want. You want a little bit of feisty. And I appreciate that this defensive back group, like most defensive back groups, like they like to talk. And I dig that. Like it's fun. They're good. They have potential to be one of the best units in the NFL. But I also like that Caleb isn't in this by himself. They're real dudes out there on the outside for the Bears now. And you can do all of that. And DJ Moore is like, okay, cool. Now let's play. Let's play for real. It's not like it has been with other Bears quarterbacks where they're sometimes fighting the battle by themselves. Like there's actual respect that is given to, for sure, the two guys who are going to be starting at wide receiver and the other guy who a lot of people think is very talented is going to cause problems.
Mark Grody says that Caleb Williams hit the other guy, Tyler Scott, in the end zone from 30 yards out after Williams missed a wide-open Rome Odunze in the end zone the play before.
Uh-oh.
After a miscommunication between Brisker and Stevenson.
Bear season's over.
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse wrap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You can't be missing, guys. You can't be missing, guys.
Made up for it, Dan. See, this is what we're talking about.
You run can't it
react.
Again.
You can't react to every play. This is what we just had this
we
conversation.
Just talked about this.
Oh,
that's the whole bit of yeah. It's practice. It's supposed to look like that.
Oh, that's right. And you're supposed to make mistakes in practice, so that way you don't make them during games, right? And
right, yeah, that's exactly what we talked about 1 week ago today
and 10 minutes ago. It's fine. He's happy. It's fine.
No, but they're practicing. According to Chris Emma,
oh, dear God.
Caleb Williams goes 4 of 6 for 65 yards in that concluded with a 35-yard touchdown pass to Tyler Scott.
All right, book the Super Bowl tickets for my friends.
Hold on. What was that stat line again, Dan?
4 of 6 for 65 yards, culminating in the 35-yard touchdown pass.
You are Dan Bernstein. That is your name, correct?
I don't know.
Yes or no?
I my lawyers advised me to not answer.
Are you the same Dan Bernstein who, when people were counting Zach Bowman interceptions in training camp practice, would make note of how silly that sounded?
I don't know. I can't answer that. I can't recall.
You can't recall?
I can't recall.
Okay. He's pleading the fifth.
I didn't,
because it seems like you just gave the first stats from a padded practice on Caleb Williams.
Jason Leisure says he heard a Bears D lineman say, y'all can feel free to block us anytime you want. They couldn't tell who, but DeMarcus Walker, always a good guess.
Well, there you go.
Okay. Further bulletins as events warrant. Are the Bears winning or are the Bears winning? That's why I like it. The Bears can't lose out there.
Well, they can lose. Usually it's at the end of practice with that field goal kicker. And then it's, you know, Bears win.
Oh, that was a
Bears lose.
That was a dime to Tyler Scott, too. I've got the video now.
Yeah, you're doing a radio show now.
Oh, radio show. Yes, radio show. But that is just in stride, back of the end zone, both feet down. And the coverage wasn't terrible either. Looked left. Scampered right, bought himself some time.
I don't think that you're supposed to really do this without the express written consent.
What if I have implied oral consent?
You don't, though.
So what if I have tacit consent that I made up?
Well, the video is out in the public medium.
Yeah, I'm just observing a video that I see.
Would your lawyer advise you on this, Dan Bernstein?
I couldn't afford him. I got the bill and I fired him. He worked for Wild Gotchall, and I couldn't afford him.
So. It's really Wild Gotchall.
Wild Gotchall. And is it Gotchall. Mingus, I think, is the third name?
Yeah, no, that's what you call Jason.
No, that's Schmengus or Dingus.
Oh.
That's either one.
Gotchall.
That looked good.
This is one of the stupider segments we've done in a long time.
I know, but you got to see this throw, though.
Pretty sweet throw. Because it's radio.
Oh. Well, I described it. He bought himself some time. He looked left. He rolled right.
That's not seeing.
Avoided a little bit of pressure, and then he lofted a perfect ball that arced right into the hands of the streaking wideout with enough room to have a no question possession within the back of the end zone for the touchdown Bears. Fade to black.
The Bears.
They are ridiculous.
Well, Lawrence Holmes has now put his feet up on the desk.
And he broke the mic.
No, the mic's already been broken. It's loose. I'll go find a screwdriver.
I don't think you need a screwdriver.
This is, please read this short story called Bears Training Camp Synopsis live on the air. Oh, that's true. The 323 is right. I declassified the clips in my head. There's a standing declassification order that I have that anything that I see about the Bears, I can just say without having it stop in my brain. That's just because I have the divine power of kings and popes. I have papal infallibility. Did you know that? I went to the doctor yesterday. That came up in my blood test. They looked at it. He goes, I don't know what this is, but you have papal infallibility. I'm like, cool.
For those not watching on twitch.tv/Chicago670, The Score, Lawrence Holmes is sitting back, feet up, hands behind his head.
Yeah. Hey, you know what?
I think he left.
My Starbucks is here.
It is.
Yeah, get your
You do have your Starbucks order, sir. Cheers. Thank you for getting us Starbucks. It's much appreciated.
Did you get Peter Hansen something? Because
he didn't
to get
want anything.
Starbucks.
He was offered. He was offered. People. It's like you, Dan. You also declined.
But look, if you went,
our culture is awesome.
It's you fly all by, so you got to get. You should get something on principle. If you're actually doing that, that's just compensation. It's like consideration. You should at least get a small coffee or something or a bottle of water because you actually did the work.
Well, he knew. He knew he could get something. He declined.
Little iced passion tea.
Starbucks now has this stuff that's got a little caffeine for us non-coffee drinkers.
Okay.
So this is the melon berry one, and then
not the Marion berry one.
That's a very different type of caffeine that he's using. And Ray got the citrus one.
Yeah, I'm gonna go get
that's the one that I really like, but I figured I would try the berry one too to see how. If it was something I will continue to do. But yeah, if someone, I always buy for the crew and we ask Dan usually, and he usually says no. You were leaning today. You were thinking about getting those egg bites.
I thought about it and I considered it and no.
Yeah. But yes, Peter, if you end up going to go get stuff, then yeah, you should just get stuff. You're allowed. So next time that it happens, as a matter of fact, are you with us next week? I'll buy specifically so that you can get whatever you want, okay? Because you went to go get it. So we should have mapped that out for you, but it is implied that if you go, then you get something.
I let him know. He knew.
All right, good.
He knew. This thing is delicious, by the way.
Yeah, it's pretty good, right?
It is.
All right, I haven't tried the beer yet. Let's see how this goes.
Looks good. It's the same color as the passion tea that I like. The unsweetened. Tazo passion tea. Good. There you go.
I'm going to be fired up for the second half of this show.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For Trent, pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.